Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, when the day started and when I first heard the news that the Golden State Warriors made a trade for a role player, a borderline two-way player with the Oklahoma City Thunder, my immediate reaction was... I was thinking it was going to be a nice snap pick. But it turns out the Warriors were active. I still don't have all the puzzles in place, but I'm going to do my best to explain what happened and who these new Warriors players are. Let's get into it. This is the Golden Day!
That is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks! Woo! Let's go!
In a minute, I'ma need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up. Come on and break me off. Cause I get what I want and I like what I see. If you got shake that.
All right, welcome to the Golden Days, a daily program covering the Golden State Warriors and the NBA, part of the Believe Network. You can follow me, Cyrus Otzes, on Threads and Instagram, at Dog Wild. Welcome to what has turned into a crazy day for the Golden State Warriors. Let me see what's going on in the chat. I was engaging with some people a little while ago. The show was supposed to start, I think, almost an hour ago. Then, and hello everyone, the news broke that the Golden State Warriors, first of all, made a trade. Let me try to explain this as clear as I can. And again, tomorrow's show will have much more information and a clearer picture. But this is how today's day went. The Golden State Warriors made a trade. They traded away their number 52 pick in the draft, the only pick they had in the second round, for an OKC Thunder borderline role player named, I believe, Lindy Waters. Is that his name, right? Jeez, there's like so much going on today. I'm losing my mind here in terms of what's going on. So Lindy Waters is an individual who turns 27 next year. So it's not like he's some super young guy who they could develop, who has this really high ceiling. No, what you see is what you get because of the age thing. I mean, when a player turns 27, it's very unlikely that you're going to see much more growth in the individual, that you're going to see much more progress in the individual. So here's Lindy Waters the third. I apologize. Let me just add that real fast. Lindy Waters the third. And I spent about 30 minutes watching highlight clips of him. He looks good. Like when you watch him play, and obviously YouTube clips and anything else you find online is only going to show the best stuff. He's got a very sweet shooting stroke. Like he looks like a natural when it comes to shooting. He averaged last year 3.6 points per game, 1.1 rebounds per game. He shot 47.1% from the field. And he shot 43.5% from deep. This was in 38 games. He played good enough early in his career with OKC that they converted his two-way deal into a guaranteed deal. And it's a veteran minimum. So next year, he's going to count for approximately $2.2 million against the cap. His career three-point shooting is 37.7%, which is not great by any means. Passable. But last year, again, 43.5%. And maybe what sticks out the most in terms of being excited or at least encouraged about Lindy Waters the third, kind of like Jacob Evans the third, he played 10 G League games last year where he played real minutes. And in those 10 G League games, and I imagine that's what enticed Mike Dunleavy Jr. to go ahead and make a move to acquire him. Because in those 10 G League games, he averaged 21.6 points per game and he shot 44% from deep and even 44. And the sample size is solid because, again, besides averaging 21.6 points per game, he was averaging 8.4 three-point attempts per game, making nearly four of those per game. So the kid can shoot. And when I say kid, I say that loosely because, again, he turns 27. But the original impression was, and I'm watching the second-round draft on ESPN, as I imagine everyone else is, and you know, and even when it came time for the Warriors' draft pick, And the ESPN broadcast announced that the Warriors were drafting a center out of Boston College, this kid named Quentin Post. And my immediate reaction to that when I first saw it was, and especially after I looked up who Quentin Post was, I'm thinking to myself, what the F did the Warriors just do here? They gave up their 52nd pick for some random guard who we have no idea what to expect from next year. Have to keep expectations low. And then OKC uses that pick to draft a 7-footer who for Boston College last year averaged 17 points per game, averaged 8.1 rebounds per game. He's a natural shooter, as evident by the fact that he shot 82.1% from the free throw line and he shot 43.1% from deep. He is a prototype when it comes to a stretch five. And I'm thinking to myself, what the F did the Warriors do? They gave up the 52nd pick for some rando guard, and then they let that pick go to a conference rival, and the player picked is exactly who the Warriors needed this coming year. And then it turns out two random tweets slipped through the cracks. I don't know if they didn't slip through, but I still don't see any major news items or any stories explaining what's going on in detail. So again, tomorrow's show is where we're really going to get into it because I don't have all the facts yet. And I don't even know if Anthony Slater and Kendra Andrews, who sent those two tweets out, I don't know if they have all the facts yet. My guess is they you know, one of their inside sources told them that, in fact, the Warriors were keeping the 52nd pick. And what turns out happened, if I have my facts straight, is that the Warriors traded the 52nd pick to OKC for Lindy Waters III. OKC supposedly, and I say supposedly because I don't have all the facts, man, and I was supposed to start recording an hour ago, so here we are. So the Portland Trailblazers traded with OKC for this 52nd pick. I don't know what Portland gave up for that. And then the Warriors ended up trading with Portland to get the pick back. And what the Warriors traded, and this is where it gets really interesting and kind of fuzzy because of all the rules, they supposedly traded cash back, well, not back, but they traded cash to the Portland Trailblazers, got the 52nd pick back that they owned originally, and then they drafted Quentin Post for themselves. And if that's how this is playing out, I'm happy. Bravo. That Quentin Post is exactly what the Golden State Warriors needed. A stretch five who's a natural shooter. All right. Quentin Post is literally like shooting is his thing. So they solved a size issue. It's not maybe solve is a strong word, but at least they addressed the size issue. And with the size issue, they also got someone who can shoot the damn ball. Again, Quentin Post last year in college shot at Boston College, shot 43.1% from deep. That's a damn good number. Brandon Pajemski, his final year at Santa Clara, shot 43.8% from deep. And we started toward the end of the season to see what we're hopefully going to get from Brandon Pajemski, the shooter, right? Because that's a part of his game we have not seen yet evolve into what it's likely going to turn into. And when Brandon Pajemski becomes a lights-out three-point shooter, which the potential is there, the skill set, the talent is there to see that from Pajemski. And that's one of many things to be excited for in the near future. But they just got another guy who can shoot the three ball incredibly well. Now, I've seen people mention, well, what happens to Kevon Looney? Maybe nothing. I don't know if you have to trade Kevon Looney. It's not like they're suddenly like stacked with bigs. They could use the size. They could use extra bodies. Injuries happen. You got a 14-man roster, if not 15, but the Warriors have been going mostly 14 the last couple of years, save some money. Anyway, so Quentin Post, at least right now, is officially a member of the Golden State Warriors. Now, what makes this incredibly tricky and weird is the Warriors, as of right now, are a second apron team because the new CBA does not kick in until, I believe, July 1st. Now, because the Warriors currently, for a few more days, are technically a second apron team, they're not allowed to send cash out. So what I'm wondering is right now, is if this deal is agreed to verbally, but they're not going to actually sign on the dotted line and make this thing official until July 1st, because on July 1st, the Warriors are no longer a second apron team. There's no other way to make this happen. And that's a part of this that I'm still very confused about. Like, how do the Warriors send cash out to get a player when they are a second apron team? It goes against the rules. And the only way I could think of, the only, if someone has a better idea in the chat, please drop it in there. And what I want to do on that note is I also want to put the chat link. Let me do that in case anyone wants to come on the show today. I'm going to start doing this consistently when I'm solo. So if anyone wants to come on, you click on that link and you'll sit in the waiting room and I'll bring you on board. XO Wonder writing in the chat, trade Kevon Looney to the Clippers and sign Jalen Smith. I would. Jalen Smith is high on my wish list for the Warriors. I don't know if the Clippers would want Kevon Looney. I don't know what you'd get back from the Clippers in that trade. But regardless, you don't have to trade Looney. I'm not going to sit here and advocate for that. Eddie757, thank you for the love. The show we just started, so if there's a low like number, that's probably why. Bloom Revives writing in the chat that you saw the show yesterday with Larry Krueger. We're doing that every week. That is a regular, consistent thing. So if you enjoyed that, that's part of the routine. So I'm looking forward to continue that. Laura Doan, love you. Thank you so much for the kind words there. And on today's show as well, I am also going to quickly cover the Northwest Division in terms of free agents available. So we'll cover that and then finish up all the free agents tomorrow. We'll finish up with the Pacific Division. But anyways, Honoprio Maimon writing, trade Andrew Wiggins. It might happen. I mean, his name is linked to a lot of rumors. I have no idea what's going to happen yet. Douglas Mike's adding, in addition to Jalen Smith, Goga Bidats. That's high on my wish list. Who knows how much money he's going to command in the market. But there's bigger implications here, going back to the deals today, because I also saw a report. Anthony Slater tweeted this. I'm not ready to, and I'm not accusing Anthony Slater of just making shit up. But what I am saying is, it is possible this is still so early that maybe the facts aren't entirely correct. But Anthony Slater reported that the Golden State Warriors, by making this trade where they're sending cash, that they triggered a hard cap. Now, if that's true, and that's one thing I personally don't know, because the hard cap nuances are many. There's a lot of things that can trigger a hard cap. If that's true, That's where this trade kind of becomes weird to me, because I don't know why you'd want to hard cap yourself. The hard cap is brutal, and the hard cap is correlates directly with the first apron, which is approximately $179 million. So what that means is, if the Warriors have hard capped themselves with the trade to acquire a rookie center out of Boston College, then Klay Thompson's probably gone. And maybe they, and who knows? I mean, who knows what the inner mechanisms are that are going on right now, but maybe you make a trade like this. And part of the thinking is it's a negotiating tactic where now you sit here and tell Klay Thompson, sorry, you know, like, we literally cannot give you the money you want. When you're hard capped, you cannot spend a penny over that amount. That even includes veteran minimums. So if that hard cap is applied, it's certainly not the end of the world. The Warriors will still thankfully have the mid-level exception. They still will have the biannual exception. But unless you trade Wiggins, Klay Thompson's probably gone. So I'm very curious to see, like, on tomorrow's show, we'll start at 3 p.m. Brandon Cadiz, he hosts Strength in Numbers, which is part of Golden Days on the podcast side. My former student, he kills it. So he's going to come on with me. I've assigned him with the task of getting the details of this trade. And we have until by tomorrow at 3, so hopefully a lot more information and facts will come down the wire at that point. But, and Anoprio Mamone in the chat, I hope you pronounce the name right, writes, why trade Lindy Waters? They didn't trade for Lindy Waters when you already have Lester Quiñones and Gui Santos. Gui Santos is more of a forward, whereas Lester Quiñones is much more of a guard. And I was thinking the same thing in regards to Lester Quiñones. The Warriors had, I believe, until today, don't quote me on that exact date, but it's somewhere in this date range, to tender an offer to Lester Quiñones if they wanted him to stay as a restricted free agent. And the fact that they haven't done so yet, I haven't read anything, indicates that Quiñones could go wherever he wants. But more importantly, I really am bummed that the team is not prioritizing bringing Lester Quiñones back. The dude can play. You've invested a good 2-3 years in this guy developing him. Why have you not tendered an offer? That was bizarre, because by tendering an offer, and the offer could be a minimum contract, but by not doing that, you lose the ability to match an offer from someone else. He's no longer restricted free agent. And there's a good possibility he's gone altogether. And that was the thinking, Hanoprio, that, if I pronounce your name right, that was my mindset as well. If by trading for Lindy Waters, chances are, and do not quote me on this, this is just initial conjecture, but the feeling is Lester Quiñones is probably out. Warriors Media adding that June 29th is the last day to tender an offer to Lester Quiñones. Okay, thank you so much for updating that information. And Douglas Mike saying, I don't want Lindy Waters to take minutes away from Gui Santos. Again, they play different positions. I wouldn't worry about that. Gui, again, in the Warrior system, is a 4, can play the 5, rarely plays a 3, but he's a strong dude. And KB Batista, I'm going to get to Reese Beekman in just a second, because that is another transaction the Warriors did today. Nikki B writing, what is our obsession with guards? We need size. Again, that was my mentality when the news first broke that the Warriors traded for Lindy Waters. But then, again, the dust has not settled. So I'm still waiting to get the full facts of all this. But from what's been reported so far, they did get another guard in Lindy Waters, but they did also draft a big, and a big, Dub Nation, you should be happy about. All right, this guy, again, I might even bring on a Boston, someone who covers Boston College, maybe as soon as tomorrow, just to give us some insights into Quentin Post. But from what I've seen briefly, from what I've read briefly, 7 feet tall, and he's not a skinny 7 feet. He's got some meat on the bones. A 7-footer. He averaged last year as a senior at Boston College, 17 points per game, 8.1 rebounds per game, and maybe most importantly, shot 43.1% from the 3-point line. So the guy can shoot. The guy has size. And while the Lindy Waters thing is weird, it is. It is. It was, the whole thing was just bizarre. Again, I was ready to rip the Warriors today for doing that, because it made no damn sense. Drafting Quentin Post is awesome. Full endorsement there. June Adolfo writing that pick was a 7-foot center and too big for Kerr. He's going to have an all-guard lineup this upcoming season. Warriors Media, who represents all media, I can't express the gratitude that the entire Warriors Media, all under one umbrella, under one account, is joining our program. Thank you. Writing, the Post doesn't post well. So that's a critique of Quinton Post, that he's not a good post-up player. Good news is you can develop that. If he's got the body to play in the post, you can teach him to back people down. You can teach him to run an offense, or at least be a part of a ball movement offense. I'm not super worried about that. So that's where we are. And then the last thing in terms of transactions, and real fast in the chat, Mondo writing, is Clay gone? If they're hard capped from this deal, which is what Anthony Slater reported, I need to get a second source on that or do my own research to find out what's going on. This news is so fresh right now that there are literally no reports. The Warriors haven't sent out any press releases. So there's nothing factual existing yet that I can tell you for certain. But if it's true that the Warriors are hard capped, I would guess Clay is gone. That would be my guess. I don't know how they could keep him now and give him the money that he wants. And I don't know how you, if at this point, basically, if you're hard capped and you keep Clay, you're sabotaging your mid-level exception. You're sabotaging your biannual exception. You're hurting the team at this point. So unless you trade Wiggins, which is a whole other thing. And Douglas Mikes, you might be right, saying don't be surprised if Lindy Water is part of a trade. I think it's Waters. So Lindy Waters, plural. Don't be surprised if Lindy Waters is part of a trade that guaranteed $2.2 million could be useful. You're absolutely right. This could be part of a bigger play. KB Bautista talking about the Lakers real fast because, of course, ESPN, just flipped over themselves and just, I was about to say some crass stuff about how excited they got. But, yes, Bronny James became the absolute focal point of the second round. He got drafted by the Lakers. Monday's show is going to have two LA guests. I know I'm jumping ahead here a little bit, but David Rushing, the mayor of Threads, of NBA Threads, I apologize, aka Rush, is going to join the program. He's going to give everyone an update on the Lakers. And then BJ of the Pull Up Podcast, he's going to come on and talk about the Clippers. So Monday, a lot of Monday is going to be LA based. I want to see what our rivals down the I-5/101 are doing. Coach Rick Thurman talking about the post up real fast, about players backing fools down, saying who's playing back down post these days? Quite a few. I mean, Embiid's really good at it. Draymond is actually really good at it. But the Warriors are a high screen and roll team. Saying our biggest issue is our screener for Steph, because the screener can't shoot. Imagine a big that can screen and knock down the three. Quinton Post is your man for that. XO writing, the Warriors can still keep Clay being hard capped. Yes, but then you no longer will have your mid-level exception. You no longer will have your biannual exception. And if you do that, unless you trade Wiggins, that's your team. You're left with nothing to add on to that. So the Warriors would handicap themselves if they kept Clay at that point. Is that sacrifice worth it? And XO Wonder, just to add, they can't go over the first apron. And no, they weren't going to float around the first and second aprons anyways, because the moment you cross the luxury tax threshold, which is $171 million, you now lose the mid-level exception and your biannual exception. So 171 was the number that they were trying to stay under. To keep that mid-level exception, that's nearly $13 million you could spend on free agents. The biannual, another nearly $5 million you can spend on free agents. And the hard cap applies to the first apron, which is 179, not 189. And Bailey Bauer asking the existential hard question, with all that we know as of now, what is the Warriors' route to a title? Way too soon to discuss that because we don't know what the finished product is. I'm still waiting to see. So, and KB Bautista adding, now trade Wiggins plus Chris Paul's $30 million, which they got to make that decision very soon, and the two picks to get Paul George. I would, again, if you don't have to give up Kuminga, and I really don't want to give up Pajemski or Moody as well, or Trace Jackson. I don't want to give up any of the youngsters, man. I love these guys. But if you can avoid giving up young pieces to get Paul George, I'm in. I'm all in. The hard cap makes that even more trickier, by the way. Dr. J30 saying, did they mess it up? Way too soon to say. There's just not enough facts right now. Tomorrow's show, there will be so much more clarity. I will have a lot more in terms.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
The answers. But at the moment, I don't know. Exo Wonder, let me know where you're getting your information from regarding the hard cap, because everyone I've spoken to has told me the hard cap has applies to the first apron, which is $179 million. And don't rely on Bobby Marks, okay? Get a second and third source. I'm reading your chats. Get a second or third source on that, because Marks has missed before, and he oftentimes will make mistakes and then correct himself and act like nothing bad ever happened. Now, the third player that the Warriors got, Shams Charnier, reported that immediately after the second round ended, which means every remaining player is an undrafted free agent, the Golden State Warriors signed a guard out of Virginia named Rhys Beekman, who I have no clue about. Never heard of the guy. So I did some research on him. And the Warriors signed him, interestingly enough, to a two-way deal. So the Warriors already have one of their two-way spots cinched. Now, could they make changes to that? Absolutely. These aren't guaranteed roster spots. But as of right now, one of the two-ways, or one of the potentially three two-way spots on the Warriors roster right now, is filled by this guy, Rhys Beekman. Now, when I looked up his stats, he's a shooting guard. Let me see what his height is. I actually don't know what his height is. I think he's like in the 6'5", 6'6" range. 6'3". Oh boy. Okay, so he's small. That doesn't excite me. All right, so he's a 6'3", yes, a guard, point guard sized. And he doesn't shoot the ball well either. He averaged 14.3 points per game last year on just 31% shooting from deep. My theory on why the Warriors added Rhys Beekman is defense. And I need someone else to confirm this, because I don't know jack shit when it comes to Rhys Beekman, the Warriors' new two-way player. But the one stat that I looked at, and he played all 4 years at Virginia, so he's experienced. He can step in pretty fast. And my theory is, because that's all I got for you when it comes to Rhys Beekman, is that the Warriors added him. What they liked about him was his defense. He averaged 2 steals per game last year for Virginia, which is a really high number. And, Eddie757 writing, I don't know. I'll have to ask. And XO Wonder saying he's an elite defender. Eddie757 saying Beekman is the guy that Larry Kruger really liked. I can't remember. So if that's true, that's awesome. And then Nick Fenske saying that Pat Spencer already has a two-way deal. Okay, so he signed a 2-year two-way deal. Thank you for the clarification there. All right. So if Pat Spencer comes back, that's 2 out of 3 two-way deals signed. Again, those things are all very fluid. None of those contracts are guaranteed. That's where we're at. That's where the Warriors are. Unless something right now, this is a live show, 4:43 p.m. Pacific time is where we're at. Unless something else has happened with the Golden State Warriors, this is where we stand. By tomorrow, I'll have much more information regarding that hard cap. and what triggered it, and whether they're even in it. I still don't know how the Warriors spent cash to get a trade. I mean, they've been doing this for years, but the new CBA added stipulations to make it really difficult to acquire players for cash. And apparently that's what the Warriors did. But because the Warriors are currently, until July 1st, are in the second apron, you're not legally allowed to send cash for picks. So again, I don't know if this trade means that it's not going to be official until July 1st. I don't know if maybe there are exceptions to sending cash. I really don't know. And again, Anthony Slater said they're hard capped. I haven't seen that anywhere else. So by tomorrow, we'll have a lot more information. And AB Prep Boy asking in the chat, why would a player sign a two-way, two-year deal? In a player's mind, the whole point of a two-way deal is to get it converted. My guess is for a player like Pat Spencer, you're probably, and again, Pat Spencer, interesting story. He's an all-time athlete as a lacrosse player who can also hoop at it, clearly. And my guess is he probably does not expect to ever get some big NBA deal. He might be grateful just to be a G League player. I don't know the mechanics behind that. And Nick Fenske adding, and this is true, that Pat Spencer was injured most of last year. So maybe he's self-aware enough to know that teams are not going to be that interested in him, given there's no sample size to base it on. AB Prep Boy writing, the Warriors did not pay cash for Quentin Post. They had Portland put it on a tab. Absolutely. Oh, man. Yeah, it is weird. Poison Clan 1707. This whole day for the Warriors is weird. So, again, tomorrow things will be there's going to be so much more clarity on tomorrow's show. Right now, this whole damn thing is weird. I reached out briefly to my boy Sam Gordon of the San Francisco Chronicle, Golden State Warriors beat reporter. And even so until we get stories. Now, and Bloomer Vibes adding, are we getting depth with all these moves? Slowly. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of holes on the roster still, but we're slowly getting there. Kev F, no, I was not. Nobody censured me. And I'm not going to get into that story. It's just not worth it. If you want to do a DM thing, I'll DM with you. But no censures. Let's see if there's anything else in the chat I should address before we move on to who the free agents are coming out of the Northwest. Yeah, KB Batista, this is correct. James Wiseman is now an unrestricted free agent. The Detroit Pistons deciding against offering a tender, which would have kept him for a fifth season. So James Wiseman's out there if the Warriors want him. You're absolutely right. And AB Prep Boy adding that the summer league roster does need to be filled. So all this stuff helps that as well. Cool Breeze writing that the Warriors flagship radio station reporting. That they're also saying that the hard cap does get triggered with this deal today. So, and they're insinuating that Klay Thompson's gone. Yeah, the Klay Thompson thing. Again, if the hard cap is a real thing, I don't see Klay coming back. To me, that is the straw that broke the camel's back in regards to these negotiations. Han Solo Dola really wanted Brandon Carlson for the Warriors. I thought that was who Kruger was really advocating for. All right, let's get into free agents. Again, Douglas Mech writing hard cap $190 million. My understanding is it's $179 million, which you're right, is still a very high number. And here's the thing. The Warriors are never really planning on going over those figures to begin with. I just don't like the fact that, let's say you're on a midseason run. Let's say you're at the All-Star break, or you're at least approaching the trade deadline, and you're rolling, right? Like, your team is balling. You've surprised everyone, yourself included. You're on a tear. You've got a 10-game lead in the standings over anyone that you care about. And you have a chance to make one more move to solidify your chances of making a deep run of the postseason. Oops, hard cap. Nope, can't do it. And 2020 just always sticks out of my mind, man. That hard cap is brutal. Eddie757, I know the second apron is $190 million. The hard cap hits the first apron, which is $179. All right, let's get into the trades. I need a refreshment. We'll be back in 30 seconds. All right. Thank you very much for that. Just had to get some hydration. So who is available in the Northwest? Free agency is almost here. Damn close. And this is where I anticipate the Golden State Warriors, if they're serious, if they're truly genuine in their intentions of still trying to get Stephen Curry that fifth ring, if they're legitimately serious about being title contenders, free agency and trades and or trades are the avenues to do that. And again, the fact that the Warriors are below the luxury tax gives them the flexibility to sign multiple free agents. The mid-level exception, again, worth just shy of $13 million. It's like $12.8 million approximately. And then they also are eligible for the buy annual mid-level exception, which is good for close to, and Douglas Mikes, will you put a link in there just so I can see what you're talking about with the second apron? Because everything until today that I researched said the hard cap hits the first apron. So if you, and if what Exo Isla was saying in the chat, that it's the second apron, give me some links so you can confirm that, please, because that's not what I've read at all. Let's go into free agency. And again, the mid-level exceptions, as long as the Warriors stay below the luxury tax threshold, which is $171 million, they're eligible for that, for those chunks of spaces to sign free agents. Han Solo Dolo is a fan of Denny Avdija of Portland. Portland just recently acquired him from the Washington Wizards, I believe. Yeah. Kyle Valentine in the chat writing, they're capped at the second apron because they sent money. So is this some weird rule? Again, this is where tomorrow I'm going to have all the information, but Kyle, are you insinuating that there is a unique hard cap that gets triggered if you send cash for a trade where you're allowed to go up to the second apron? And Bloomer Vibes, thank you. I will have all this information confirmed tomorrow, I promise. Because, again, I had a cap expert on this show just a few days ago, or was it last week? I'm losing grip of the passing of time. And Eric Pincus, who's the man when it comes to the cap. I trust him more than Bobby Marks. Those two are the kings when it comes to being experts of the cap. And even he admitted he can get it wrong. This thing is damn complicated. There's nuance throughout. It, on top of everything else, it's an organic document, meaning they make changes to it regularly. So it's wild. And I don't know why they make it as complicated as it is, but here we are. So by tomorrow, I promise you, 3 p.m., we'll be back. I got Brandon Cadiz joining me, host of Strength in Numbers, and we'll have all that information squared for you. We'll have more details about these players the Warriors added. Cool Breeze saying that he heard the same thing, that by sending cash, there are different hard cap tiers, supposedly, and that it's 189, not 179. So we'll get all this information tomorrow. Yeah, Dr. J, it is headache inducing, all this stuff. All right, let's get into Eddie757 writing, the CPA is only 676 pages. And see, just right here, I want to show you real fast, okay? Just real fast for the people who were arguing a stupid thing regarding first or second aprons. But just to show you, if you just Google, and I'm not saying this is what I relied on for information, but if you just Google hard cap NBA, first thing, a team becomes hard capped at the first tax apron if the team takes back more than 100% of the salary. And that's just one example. Now, if there are different hard caps, then there's even more complications. And I went through, I spent like hours on this, which is why the people in the chat annoyingly saying it's a second apron. send me a link. All right, send me a link that because I don't know where the hell you're getting your information from. But everything I've ever read is it's the first apron. So send a link, okay? For all you folks out there that think you're so smart and right, send me a link so at least I can know where you're getting your information from. All right, let's get into free agents. Let's see who's actually available out there. And Exo Wonder, quit acting like I'm on Twitter, man. I don't do the Twitter thing. So no, I'm not going to check your tag. Either email me or put the damn link in the chat. It is not hard. It is not complicated to do that. No, Douglas Mikes, I didn't see any links that were sent. All right. Let's go into who is available among the five Northwest Division teams. Divisions have almost lost all relevancy in the NBA. But I'm nostalgic for them. So let's check them out. First up, the OKC. And one piece of bad news as we get into this. The Northwest Division will leave you longing for more. It is lacking in terms of enticing free agents. All right? So we'll start off with the OKC Thunder. And more specifically, Gordon Hayward. Forget it. I'm not going to advocate for Gordon Hayward. What I was going to say is I wouldn't hate it if he was available for like a veteran minimum. I wouldn't hate it. And I'd probably like it more than Lindy Waters, but at the same time, Gordon Hayward could also be cooked. So no, I'm not going to advocate and mentality asking in the chat. Can you explain again real quick, how did we keep pick 52? They didn't keep it. They did trade it. They traded it for Lindy Waters, the third. OKC traded the pick to Portland. I still don't know what they got back for it. Portland then traded that pick back to the Warriors for cash. And who knows if this was all pre-scheduled? Who knows if the three teams had all worked this out? I still don't know how the Warriors are sending cash when they're currently over the second apron. So they must have had some sort of wink-wink deal here in place. But that's how it happened. All right, let's get into OKC. Again, Gordon Hayward, I still wouldn't hate it if it was for the bare minimum. For the veteran minimum, I apologize. Aaron Wiggins has a team option for $2 million, which likely means the Thunder will keep him. Bismack Biyombo is out there. 2-3 years ago, I was interested. Not so much now. What do you folks think about Mike Muscala, who will be an unrestricted free agent, who will likely be available?
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves.
Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Just for the mid-level exception, but very quite possibly for the biannual mid-level exception, which is just shy of $5 million a year. And so I don't know, Mike Muscala, what are your thoughts? Bruce Morrow saying, no thanks. And you're very welcome. Dr. J30 asking, when did they add aprons? This was the new CBA. They added new layers of luxury tax penalties is what they did. The luxury tax is $171 million. The first apron is $179 million and change. The second apron, $189 million and change. And they applied those to add punishments to teams that spend a lot. Did they make it more complicated than it should be? Probably. This is where we are. Douglas Mike's adding, I'd rather use the mid-level exception to get Goga or Jalen Smith. We are on the exact same wavelength mentally. Mike Muscala seems like Šarić Redux. Fair enough. Fair enough. Absolutely. Bailey Bauer adding, Gordon Hayward may be available to be used in a shooting lineup of late close situations. And this is what I'm thinking as well with Gordon Hayward. You're also going to be having injuries. You want to, you know, some of your most important pieces are aging. You want to rest them certain games. When you talk about depth, I wouldn't hate Gordon Hayward being like your 11th dude off the bench. And no one is excited about Mike Muscala. So again, that's who the OKC Thunder have to offer. Nothing that is thrilling or captivating. The Denver Nuggets have one free agent that a lot of teams are going to pursue. I would absolutely love him on the Golden State Warriors. If the Warriors are going to be hard capped, you might as well explore a sign and trade. And I'm referring specifically to Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He would be fantastic on the Golden State Warriors. I would also love it if someone out there took him away from the Denver Nuggets, because he is sneaky effective for that team. Like, he makes a difference. Like, he was not irrelevant when the Lakers won the championship in 2020. I like that dude a lot. I'm not saying realistically the Warriors can get him, but he is an unrestricted free agent. Curious to know where he ends up. DeAndre Jordan is an unrestricted free agent. Hard pass. Justin Holiday, unrestricted free agent. Interesting. The toward the end of the bench guy, wouldn't hate it. Absolute veteran minimum guy. And Drew Holiday's brother. And then Vlatko Kankar, who I know very little about. If someone else in the chat is excited about him or has insights, lay it on me. And don't worry, I'm not advocating for DeAndre Jordan. 3 years ago, I thought he would be awesome as a backup. Not now. So that is the Denver Nuggets for you. We got three more teams here. Anthony Long adding, oh, and KB Batista, I believe he was a Warrior at one point. Don't quote me on that, but I think you're correct. Link 1879 writing that Kentavious Caldwell-Pope would be the Malik Monk of the Warriors. It's a fair metaphor. Anthony Long adding Bogdan Bogdanovic, who might end up being a free agent. I mean, we don't know what the Brooklyn Nets are going to be doing with him yet. He was the side piece thrown in that big Mikal Bridges trade. So that's the Denver Nuggets for you. All right, moving on up to the east side. Deluxe apartment in the sky. Minnesota Timberwolves, a team that I will consider one of the favorites to win the championship next year. They've got a few names. Monte Morris, I'm sure you all folks remember him when he played for the Denver Nuggets. He was their starting two guard. Hansel Odolo, interesting comment in the chat. Saying all of the other teams, I'll put the, by the way, real fast, I'll put the, I saw someone in the chat saying they can't scroll up and they want to be a part of the show. There's a link again for you. Hansel in the chat writing, all of the other teams are filling in holes. The Warriors look like they're trying to make a big brain moves to stroke their egos. Elaborate, please. I'm not saying you're wrong. Would love some specifics out of that. Bruce Morrow immediately saying he is wrong. Bruce Morrow also doesn't like Monte Morris. I don't blame you. He's a good shooter, decent offensive player, but he's getting up there in years. Defensively might be a liability. Kyle Anderson, right there. That's a name I wouldn't hate. Gives you length, not a liability either offensively or defensively. I have no clue how much money he's going to look for. Wouldn't hate it, though. And again, it comes down to the dollar amount. I mean, if Kyle Anderson can be had for, let's say, $8 million, why not? Jordan McLaughlin is another player who, my guess is that Minnesota will try to keep him. I would not hate his athleticism on the Warriors. AJ Lawson, a restricted free agent. TJ Warren, if he still has gas in the tank, sign me up. That dude could play. Injuries brought him down. We've barely seen him the last 2 years. When you don't see a player playing because of a coach's decision, I'm so skeptical of most coaches in the NBA. So when I see that, I'm not going to quickly jump to the conclusion that he can't play. He might not, for all I know. Oh, we got someone in the chat. I'm going to bring on in just a second, Nikash. And then finishing up, so TJ Warren's out there. If you're going to throw the dice for the veteran minimum, you know, why not? Luke Garza, restricted free agent. I don't know if Minnesota plans on keeping him. He would not be the worst big in the world for Minnesota to sign. And then Deshaun Nix is also a restricted free agent with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Bruce Morrow, I've heard you say this before, and you're saying it again, that TJ Warren is washed and tried. I just want to see it before. I haven't seen him actually cook. He just doesn't play ever. He hasn't played in forever. Sorry to be redundant there. And Nikki B, I think you're absolutely right that Kerr's made it hard for bigs to come here because they don't think they'll get playing time. You're right. He discriminates against bigs. He loves a small ball, even though the size still is important in the NBA. All right, Nikash, you ready? I see you walking, man. Are you good? Are you settled? I want to see you settled first. Okay, sit down somewhere, man. I want a focused, calm, ready to go, Nikash. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna bring you in. How you doing, brother?
Welcome. Right, what's up, man? Hey.
What is up?
Oh, nothing much. You know, I was just surprised. Honestly, I was watching your stream. I just hopped on, and you know, I kind of had the same thought process as you. Like, oh my God, like, did we really just not get this big man that could shoot that we've finally been looking for, it seems? And so it turns out if we're keeping him, I think it's huge. You know, I'm honestly just really impressed with Mike Dunleavy. I've just been impressed with him the whole way through. You know, I was impressed that he was able to even get rid of Poole because I think we needed to. And, you know, it was a tough move. I didn't like it as a fan who's hated CP3 for so long. But, you know, I switched sides so fast. You know, I loved having CP on the team. He was just a baller the whole way through. He fought all the way. And, you know, I was impressed with it, you know, and it was a good move. It's what the team needed. And so I just wanted to call in and say I got confidence in Dunleavy. I don't have any confidence in Kerr. I'm with you on that. I think we got to get rid of Clay and some of the other guys. As much as I love Clay, he's my favorite player, but we got to get rid of it just because of Kerr, you know. Or we got to get rid of Kerr, but we extended Kerr. So it's got to be the players, I think.
It's only 2 years, though. I mean, we just saw Monty Williams get blown out with, true, like, 5 years left with way more money. First of all, the Steve Kerr thing. I don't hate the idea of Kerr still being the head coach if you give him the right players. I feel like he's had way too much influence and control when it comes to the roster. The personnel is not a strength. But at the same time, I want fresh blood. I'm just trying to be positive with the Kerr thing because we might be stuck with him for another year or two. A lot of people in the chat, though, Nikash, are asking, and I'm going to be the voice of the people here. What's going on with your hat, man? Why is it so mauled? What's the story there? The bill is just destroyed. Oh, I see. So you're just like crunching it from the middle.
I just dug this out because I wasn't wearing it when I first hopped in. But I was like, I figured I should bring out my old Warriors hat, you know. So it's kind of just been sitting under a bunch of stuff, but.
Gotcha. Well, you got a beautiful head of hair there, man. Don't cover it up, dude.
Thank you. I'll take it out.
Yeah, dude. Let that flow, man. You don't need a hat, dude. Like, hats are for folks where the head, it's starting to go, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you.
You've got it. That's healthy, dude. stick on that. What do you think about today, man? What are your thoughts real fast before we move on? What are your thoughts on Lindy Waters, Quinn Post, and Reese Beekman, three new members of the Golden State Warriors? Your thoughts?
I don't know about the third one. I haven't heard about that. I could speak on the first one. I like your comparison to Jacob Evans the third, you know, seems similar, but like almost the same thing, but with Clay, like a replacement for Clay, but kind of like a weird knockoff version of Clay. And I don't know. It seems like that pickup made me think that, you know, some people like Moody and some other young guys, Lester Quinones, might be on the move, or just might alluded to some of that. The big man, you know, love it. It seems like a James Wiseman replacement. Seems like we needed this for a long time. So, yeah, I'm happy with that. I'm very happy with that. And the last one, I have no idea. You got to tell me about the last one, Reese Blackman.
All I know so far, and I'll have more details tomorrow, but supposedly he's a defensive specialist. That's what they got him for. So, and at a bare minimum, you could use
a guy
like that.
That means Wiggins is gone.
But also, he's only signed to a two-way deal. And sometimes you get players like that to make your team better in practice. So it could be a logical decision in that vein. Who knows? But Nikosh, anything you want to promote? Are you on Twitter? Are you on Threads? Instagram?
You can follow. Yeah, follow my Instagram. My Instagram is at Khunna Talks. Khunna Talks. TALKS. You know, I just post like sports commentary, sports betting, stuff like that. Just all things sports related. And you know, I'm from the Bay Area, so always following the Warrior stuff. I'm in San Jose right now, but.
San Jose,
but I went to school up in Berkeley, and you know, I do some coaching, tennis coaching up at De La Salle as well. So all over the Bay Area, really.
Look at you, man. How do you feel about pickleball players invading tennis courts? Is that getting to you? Some people are pissed.
That does get me. So yeah, I am pissed, yeah. But you know, at the same time, as someone who's aging a little bit now, you know, and I feel like the knees are going, I'm able to dominate pickleball. So, you know, I don't mind the sport, but I don't like when they, you know, encroach the tennis court. That does make me mad.
I feel you, man. Yeah, there's people pissed off about that, and because Rick Barry's a pickleball player, so he's
no, it's real. It's
that.
Real. My, it lo- is real. My local it tennis is. Courts, all my local tennis courts, half of them are gone now. So you know, it's like.
But no, I play tennis in high school, so I get it, dude. I love tennis. I'm a tennis player through and through.
Tennis is awesome, man. I love tennis.
It is. Nikosh, great to meet you, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Awesome, man. Thank you for having me.
Of course, dude. Anytime, man.
Keep up the content. I love the new channel. You know, I'm honestly so glad you're off Locked On Warriors as a listener.
Thank you.
Not I love Locked On, but you know, I just like you having your own thing. I feel like it's going to open up make the channel a whole lot better.
Thank you, brother. And here's the other thing before I go. Yeah. One of my plans, I actually had a meeting with the CEO of Medium. I don't know if you're familiar with that platform. It's like
The notes and the
blogging. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna have a Golden Days page there. It's just gonna have our own URL. And the way Medium is set up, anyone can write stories, and we'll publish your stories on that website, and you can make money off it because Medium has like this incentivized thing where the more clicks you get, it's kind of like YouTube except for writing. So if you like to write, I don't know how interested you are in that, but that's one thing we're doing. But Nikosh, thank you, brother. I'm grateful for all of it, dude. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it too.
Thanks, man.
Have a great day.
I hope to see you again soon, man. Thank you. And there you go. That's how we do this. Anytime you want to come on the show, just literally click the link I put in the chat. Bruce Morrow writing. I don't know if that's actually, maybe I'll leave that out because I might be offensive, but great stuff. Nikosh, thank you again. Let's go on to free agents. We got a couple more teams real fast before we wrap up the show. The Utah Jazz have a couple names in terms of free agency. We'll love your thoughts. Talen Horton Tucker is an unrestricted free agent. Doesn't fit the Warriors, but he's out there. I have no idea who Kira Lewis Jr. is. If someone has an opinion or an insight on him, please let me know. Chris Dunn is a restricted free agent. Doesn't move the needle for me. And then Luka Šamanić, if I pronounce that correctly, is the last free agent. Nobody on this excites me. The Utah Jazz are a snooze fest for me. In fact, they're boring me so much. I'm going to ask my dog, Bubba. Bubs, how does the Jazz free agency make you feel? Yeah, that's just real snoring, by the way. I've recorded that. Good night, work. Started recording. And my dog snoring is now a part of the show. So, yeah, the Utah Jazz have pretty much nothing. Yeah, Bloomer vibes. Doggy! That mentality. The Suns are for tomorrow's show. We're going to cover the Pacific Division tomorrow. KB Batista, thank you. My dog is featured sometimes. He's taking a nap right now. And last but not least, the Portland Trailblazers. The team that oddly, weirdly, traded the number 52 pick back to the Warriors after they acquired it from OKC. Does anyone in the chat even know what Portland gave up to get that number 52 pick? Because I still don't know. And then the Warriors supposedly, reportedly, gave up cash to get that number 52 pick back. Ultimately, what they did is they just gave OKC cash to get Lindy Waters the third. And again, I watched some highlights of Lindy Waters. He looks good. Like, his shot looks clean. And he's athletic. I don't hate it. I have no idea what kind of defensive player he is. I can understand, based off watching a play, why you'd be potentially enamored with him. But to summarize what the Warriors did today, they basically paid cash for Lindy Waters and then drafted a stretch big who's played all 4 years of his college, Boston College. So he's ready to go. And that is Quentin Post. Shot 43.1% from deep last year. That's exciting. So that's how that went down. Ooh, Douglas Mikes and Bailey Bauer are both advocating for Chris Dunn. Veteran minimum, totally with you. Do not spend a penny over that. All right, the last team that we're covering today, the Portland Trailblazers. Moses Brown. Delano Banton has a team offer of $2.2 million. Here. And then Justin Minaya. So again, I warned you at the beginning of the show, the Northwest is just not going to offer anything. And then tomorrow, I'm sorry, Bloomer Vibes, you're absolutely correct. The Warriors also got Reese Beekman on a two-way deal. Bailey Bauer, yes. Warriors media, we'll finish up with you, saying don't sign anyone from this division. Yeah, of the six divisions we're covering, I think it's safe to say the Northwest has the least enticing players. Folks, thank you so much. Bloomer Vibes, I think now you understand a little bit more why Rocco just has a place in my heart, man. I get sentimental seeing Clay's dog. I absolutely love him. Rodney Alvarez brings up something interesting. Is Robert Williams, a.k.a. Time Lord, available from Portland? He's not the only big that you might be looking at. I mean, the Portland Trailblazers just drafted a big, if I'm not mistaken. And so you're right. What are they going to do with Robert Williams? What are they also going to do with the former number one pick who's now on the roster? Former number one pick in the same draft as Luka Doncic. So I'm curious what Portland's going to do. There might be something there. Exo Wonder saying, you got to turn the TV down because of that dog sound. Oh, yeah, we got a presidential debate tonight, don't we? All right, we're done here. We'll be back at this tomorrow, 3 p.m., where all our facts will be straight. I'll be able to, and Brandon Cadiz is joining me. Hopefully, we'll be able to tell you exactly what's going on with the Warriors. Going to finish up the week with all the free agents in the Pacific Division. Love you too. And ultimately, yeah, and the reason why I have my own channel, it did come down to money. It was almost entirely money. Sometimes you just have to move on and do new things, you know. And that's what happened. So there we go. Thank you, though. Thank you so much, Bailey. It really means the world. Not enough love in this world, and I try to give it back as well. So thank you. And otherwise, yeah, we're done. Back at this tomorrow. Welcome to three new Golden State Warriors. Lindy Waters the third. Who knows if they're part of the long-term plan or if they're actually going to be in the roster when training camp comes. But Lindy Waters the third. Quentin Post, he should be the one that excites you all. Seven-footer who can shoot. And Reese Beekman, welcome to the Golden State Warriors. And thank you, everyone, again, for joining the program. You want to hear the snoring dog one more time? Does Bubba want to take a set? Supposedly, that's what the debates are doing to people. And that's it. Thank you, everyone. We'll be back after soon.
Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.